Good. So, how was that?
Could I say something?
Yes.
I found it interesting, challenging, but at the end, when I was listening to other people, I realized that in terms of what we're talking about, narcissism and the point, narcissism, I felt full of myself. I kind of felt like I'm just full of, it didn't even feel like it's not a compliment. I'm not even sure if I was criticizing, but I just thought, I'm just full of myself in terms of my need. It feels like that. And it feels like the universe is conspiring to like rub my nose in it, like, oh, look, you know, I gave you this scenario this week, you know, to see all of this, but it's not, I'm not enjoying it much.
What do you mean when you say full of yourself?
Well, maybe I'm just transferring something to this group, but I was in another group this week, and I kind of mentioned it in my inquiry, as in not the story of it, but the context was an online group with a facilitator, and I said, this X, Y, and Z, and I would like a, you know, and also I'm with, I've got palpitations, I've got a heart arrhythmia. It's under control, but in the past, the facilitator knows that I've had to go to A&E in the past, but it's now under control. But I said, I've got palpitations, I don't know why. There's this, that, and the other happening. And also, I feel like I would like some kind of response. I'm not sure what that is, but I would like a response. And then I went through over a 2 hour group with me having to lie down on the floor with my legs up, feeling mildly ill, with nobody responding to that. Now, I could have said something, I'm well aware of that. So, how much I had to do with that as well. But I thought I had asked for something, and then it was like, oh, I could just die on the floor on Zoom. And I had exactly that thought. Here am I on the floor. I could die. You wouldn't give a shit. You know, goodbye.
And
That's
that,
exactly how I felt.
yes.
Which is what we're talking about.
Yes, definitely.
So that's pretty tough. And then I'm trying to rationalize it, like, oh, you know, that's my problem, all of this, instead of just saying, like, I need something right
Yes.
now.
Yes.
And being explicit instead of maybe being too cryptic or vague, like, you know, I don't feel that great in many ways.
So
I'm
I
not waving, you know, at you.
So let me get this straight. Are you saying you need something now in this session?
I think I'm just needing to say that's very present for me right now, that feeling.
That feeling of like nobody cares, nobody's gonna respond, I could just pass away on Zoom, nobody would care. Is that the feeling that's very present?
Well, the kind of There is that.
Is it Mynet or is no? Okay.
Is it?
I don't know if you could hear me, but the connection seemed to be really bad. It's your picture is frozen. Oh, now you're moving again.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I've been using the internet all day. It's been okay. I don't
Yeah.
know.
Oh, but now I hear you again, but
Okay.
you were frozen for quite a while there. So I'm just trying to understand, like, what is it that you're saying now?
Just that seems to be relevant
This
to,
experience that you
yeah.
yes. Is it relevant in the sense that this is the situation, this is the feeling that you're exploring, this is the dread, this is the feeling you're exploring?
I think so because in my inquiry, it was really the worst dread is to be completely ignored on all levels to the
Yes.
point where I ask for something and nobody replies.
Good. Good. Completely ignored, nobody replies. That is the feeling. Yes. Good. And of course, when you say, oh, I can just say that this is my problem and then I need to work on it or whatever, right? It's like, that is, of course, if you did that, that would be a defense against the feeling, because you move it from, it's not them who are ignoring me, it's me who's projecting something or doing something with whatever, right?
That's right. Yeah.
But
Yes.
if you say, well, actually, it is them who's ignoring me, then you're getting in touch with that
Yes.
inner state. Wonderful.
Yeah. And that's why I wanted to speak that
Yes.
because I'm realizing that I was on the point of defending against it, as in, oh, it's my problem. I'll work harder on, not
Yeah.
being triggered.
No,
Yeah.
absolutely not. Much better that you say it, right? You put words to it. What if other if everybody ignores you, you feel what?
I feel like, okay, I'm wrong. I don't exist.
Yeah.
What I want is inappropriate or wrong. I have no right to ask.
Yes.
I shouldn't be here.
Yes.
I'm not wanted.
Yeah.
Just go away.
So,
Yeah, that all of that.
yes, you said. What was the second thing you said? You're not, because all the things you say with I'm not wanted, what I want is inappropriate, I shouldn't ask, all of that is defenses, right? You're telling yourself to take yourself out of this situation. But you said something before you, what was the first thing you said?
I'm wrong. I don't exist.
That one. That one, right? That stands out to me because it's when you say you don't exist, you're not trying to take yourself out of the situation. Right? There is something like, so you don't exist, you're invisible to others, something like this. And then you can say, don't. Why would you tell yourself not to ask for anything? Because if you ask for something and then nobody replies, you're confirmed. That confirms you don't exist.
That's right.
So you tell yourself, don't ask for anything, because if you ask for something, you're brought in touch with the worst, that sense of non-existence.
That's right. And I thought I did my best to say I would like a response. I thought that was really good for me to at least be brave enough to say,
yeah,
I would like, and I would like a response. I don't know what that is, but I would like one. It's like everybody just, I thought, oh my God, yeah. You know.
But here's the thing. If you tell yourself, don't ask, it's because you're afraid that if nobody answers, then you will feel you don't exist. If you do ask, and then nobody says anything, or the reason you ask, what motivates you to ask? Because you hope that you will ask and then get the response, and then your worst fear will be dispelled. You actually do exist, right? They responded to you.
Yeah.
So both telling yourself to ask and telling yourself not to ask, can you see that they are different ways of desperately trying not to get in touch with the feeling of not existing?
Yes. It's two sides of the same coin. Yes. Actually.
Now, here's the really interesting question. What is so bad about not existing? Why do you fear not existing?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I mean, on a practical level, you know, if I really was in trouble, you know, with my physicality, you know, yeah, my heart, I do need somebody then to respond to, yes, that in my, you know, if it's course, not, you know, the online group, I've got to call for some help. So yes, on a practical level, there's that sometimes you do need somebody to help you.
Yes, yes. Is there anything else?
Existentially, I think it's another ball game.
What is bad about not existing existentially?
I don't know, but it doesn't feel good.
What does it feel like? What's the not good feeling?
Like all the things that we've been saying, I don't matter.
Yeah.
I'm of no importance.
Yes.
I don't count.
Yes.
Nobody cares.
Yes.
I'm on my own.
Yes.
I'm abandoned. I mean, all those things then line up.
Yeah.
Start lining up. I don't matter. Nobody cares if I'm alive or dead.
Uh-huh.
And that just feels terrible.
Yes. So do you want to do an experiment with this?
Depends what it is.
It's a good experiment.
Okay. All right.
Now, for the next 30 seconds, it's highly unlikely that, you know, you will need any particular help with anything, right? Nothing's going to happen within the next 30 seconds. So there's no existential threats. Right? So basically, for the next 30 seconds, it would be safe for you to just not exist, to allow yourself to just not exist. Right? After 30 seconds, you're back. You have the connection, all these kind of things. What do you think it would be like? And you can skip it any time, but what do you think it would be like if you said, let me just taste it. Let me just, because it's a struggle to exist, right? You have to ask, you have to force people to respond to you, you have to, it's a struggle to matter, it's a struggle to exist. What for if for 30 seconds you just said, let me just give up that fight, let me not exist. Just to really know what it's like. Right? Amanda's gone.
That's the freedom. I feel free.
Can you describe the freedom a bit?
That it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Not existing doesn't matter. What do you feel now?
Some of that.
Once again?
Some of that, that it doesn't matter.
Yes. And if you should describe the felt sense?
Definitely peace in that.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
Peace doesn't matter, actually.
No, it doesn't. You slip in and out of existence, right? Sometimes you exist, sometimes you don't.
That's right.
And it doesn't matter.
And it's such a relief, actually.
Good. Where do you feel the relief?
In my whole body, my whole sense of myself, it's just, I don't have to do anything,
yeah,
try anything, be anything, have anything, do anything, nothing.
Yeah. What's the feeling of the relief? You said it's peaceful, but what else?
Sure. I think there's a hint of yellow about that.
Yes. Like, okay, good.
The tinge of the, like a tinge of yellow, like.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah. I can just be like this kind of ephemeral thing, being, like a will-o'-the-wisp. It's really gentle and open, and it's difficult to describe.
Good. So I'll just sum up something here, right? The thing you dread the most is not existing.
Mm-hmm.
To avoid feeling that you don't exist, you try to ask and get responses. Or you try to block yourself from asking so that you don't risk that nobody responds. The idea was the worst thing that can happen to you is if you don't exist.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Then you tried feeling it and said, okay, we're going to test this thing out. And you allowed yourself to not exist. And you said, it's wonderful. It's freeing. You can just be this ephemeral thing that sort of like half exist, half don't exist, right? Sometimes you exist, sometimes you don't exist. There's a beautiful freedom in that movement.
Mm-hmm.
Which is runs very counter to what you thought it was going to be. How is it to recognize that?
Yes, it's. I have disappeared before, I realize.
Mm-hmm.
but then seem to want to come back to existence?
Yes. Sometimes you can sit down in meditation, something like that. You disappear. It's wonderful, right? But there's a part of you that is not involved in this process. There's a part of you that fears not existing. And that lives somewhere else. So you can go there like adult Amanda, you can go, you can meditate, you can disappear. Doesn't touch that other side of you. Now, this other side of you was very activated, right? You could feel it, the fear of not existing. You could feel the activation and remembered how it was activated in another group as well. And now, while that was activated, you tasted the disappearing. That's different. It's the side of you that's afraid of disappearing now participated in a little process where you experience it's not at all like that part of you think it's gonna be.
No, it's not.
No. Good, now it's happening, right? Now you feel... Can you feel the wires crossing?
A bit.
Good.
So are you saying both are there?
What I'm saying here is when you look at non-existence, when a specific part of you look at not existing, it looks like the abyss. Looks like a terrible place. When you go into the abyss and you feel what it actually feels like, it's the absolute. The abyss and the absolute is the same.
Yes.
Yeah. But we look at it from a distance and we see something terrible.
Definitely.
Yeah. And here's the thing, this is not the first time you've heard this, I'm sure. You've heard this before. So intellectually, the abyss and the absolute is the same. Fine. And you believe it probably, right? You've heard it before, it sounds plausible, all these things. Sometimes you can go into the non-existence and feel that it's wonderful. But the part of you that goes there is not the part that's afraid. And therefore, the fear remains untouched. But when we go to and connect with the part that's afraid, and then with that we go to the experience, then you feel the surprise because you're connected to the side of you that's surprised by that experience. And then the wires are a bit crossed. And the side of you that's afraid has now learned something new.
Yeah, it does. It feels slightly different from what I've experienced. Like what you're saying, some of that has come in. More of an integration.
Yes.
Which I didn't have before, and then so it feels like I've lost that.
Yeah.
And like now I'm back in a very dualistic place.
Yes. Exactly.
So now I feel like not quite like that. Like,
yeah.
I'm not sure where I am, except
Wonderful.
Not sure where I am.
Just really let it land, right? Give it time and really hold these two in your mind. The experience of going to Nanan's existence and enjoying that ephemeral, like, state, peaceful state, and the feeling that you had when nobody responded to you, and you feel, okay, so I just don't exist, right? This one says, if I don't exist, it's going to be really bad. This one says, well, actually, it's not. The prediction made here isn't what actually happens, right? So keep holding those two.
Yeah, I will.
Good.
Thank you for
Thanks.
That.
Thank you. Good. So anybody else? Yes, Ananda.
Anandi,
okay, sorry.
So I followed the process, but I didn't find a solution for my topic. So that was with the guilt, and that what I dread is that that I have to go on existing till in eternity, and I will feel the guilt all the time, and everybody else will look down on me. I would like not to exist, but I can't. I have to go on existing.
Yes.
And the pain will be horrible and, always lasting.
Yes.
All the time lasting. Yes.
Often when we feel pain, like the pain comes out of, often it comes out of tension. When there is something like guilt and you don't want to feel it, you tense against it. And that tension creates pain. It's painful.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't have the tension, you would feel, you say everybody else is looking down on you, right? That means you're the lowest.
Yes.
Yeah.
The worst of the worst.
The worst of the worst. You're the lowest. You're the worst of the worst. And worst in terms of what exactly? The least value, or the least capacity, or the least what?
The least value. No,
doesn't click.
I'm so bad.
But bad in terms of what?
Rotten.
Once again?
Rotten? Is that right?
How do you spell? Or what is it in German? I might be lucky and know it.
Wait a minute. No, that's wrong. That's the wrong word. Okay. I should be damned. I can't.
If you talk a bit around it, like, what does it mean?
I can't answer the question. I think I couldn't in German. It's just a feeling of being so bad, but I can't know. I can't say what is bad. I am someone who does bad things.
Someone who does bad things. Yeah. Like you said before, right? It's not intentionally, but you end up doing bad things. And what bad things in terms of things that are low quality, or things that harm other people, or
that harm other people, that in in terms of morality bad.
And which, because there are many like morals, right? The world abounds with moral standards, or and sometimes some of them are conflicting. So is it like unloving? Is it uncaring? Is it
all of that?
All of that. You just have no ethics, no moral.
Yes.
No moral at all.
Yes.
Yeah. No moral compass, right? It's like your behaviors are here and there, and they don't adhere to any moral standards.
Yes. Yes.
Good. And you believe that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you want to explore it a bit, let's see how to. Then the question is, now I think it's useful that we do a little bit of these so you can see the process like we talk through the process. But the next question would be, what's so bad about having no morality?
Harming other people.
What's bad about harming other people?
They feel pain.
They feel what?
Pain.
Yes, and what's bad about that?
It's not a feeling they like, or okay. No one likes to feel okay. Bad.
So you do things other people don't like. But why is that bad? I know my questions must sound a little bit daft, right? Because it seems like, well, that's just inherently bad. What do you mean, why is that bad? Why is it bad? What's the negative consequences of that?
They will cry or something like that.
Sure, they cry. I mean, many people cry all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, they could make worse noises. Why is it bad that they cry? You know, when they cry, at least they don't punch you. That's nice. What's the risk for you? If you do things that other people say, we don't like that you do this, what's the risk for you?
I'm judged, I'm damned, I'm...
Yes.
Yes.
And what if other people judge you and damn you, then what are they gonna do?
They will say words that will hurt me more.
Okay. Like what?
It's like going in a circle.
They will say you're bad, yes.
Yes.
But see, there's something... let's say, what's a kind of food that you like?
Apples.
Apples. You like apples. Good. The sweet ones, the sour ones, the...
Sour
ones. Fantastic, right? Some people don't like sour apples. They're going to say, no, sour apples are bad. We don't like them. They're horrible. Do you care about those opinions?
No.
What's the difference?
When there's judgment towards me, I feel very small, very, very small.
Good. What's so bad about being small? It can be nice to be small, right? You don't have to be large all the time. You can just be small.
but I don't want to. I'm fighting against it.
Yes, and I'm curious about why you're fighting. Why don't you just say, okay, I'm tiny, right? I'm the smallest of everybody. Wonderful.
Okay. Okay, because I don't want to disappear.
You don't want to disappear.
I don't think.
That's interesting, right?
Yes.
You say you don't want to disappear, yet at the start of our conversation, you said you did want to disappear.
Yes. Okay.
What happens when you see that?
Yeah, I think it's like it's the same as it was with Amanda before, that something hasn't reached another part.
Yes, so there's a part of you that knows the peacefulness of disappearing, but now you're connected. Can you feel the part of you that says, I don't want to disappear, I don't want to be smaller and smaller and then disappear?
Yeah.
Good. Where do you feel this one in your body?
In the third chakra.
In the third chakra. And where do you place the third chakra? There's some debate. Is it solar plexus or?
Yes.
Yes, solar plexus. Yeah. Good. Now, while you feel this, I don't want to disappear, right? What does your solar plexus believe will happen if you disappear? What would be the negative thing that will happen? It doesn't want to disappear. Why not? What does it think it would be like to disappear? If I disappear, then...
Everything is lost.
Everything is lost. What is it that you believe you will lose if you disappear?
Joy.
Joy.
Feels like it's very wide.
Uh-huh. Good. So this part says, I don't want to be made small because then I might disappear and then all is lost. Like, for example, joy is lost. Now you've experienced disappearing, right? What is it? Do you remember the last time you experienced disappearing? And what was attractive about it?
Yeah, it felt white.
It's the same, right?
It's the same.
Exactly the thing that you that the part in your solar plexus fear will be lost is exactly what you gain when you disappear. What happens now when you see this?
Yeah, my brain is like...
Yes, good. That's what we want. Crossing the wires.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So really keep these two, right? Keep the experience you feel in the solar plexus, right? The fighting. And it's tremendous that when that is brought in touch with your very clear memories, I mean, I didn't even have to, you know, go through and say, let's try and disappear and see what is, because you know it so well. You can remember vividly, right? It's like, you know what it is like. Now the two are brought together. And then it's the part in the solar plexus is surprised. This is not what it had expected. Good. Thanks. Thank you. So I am aware of time. Do you need a small break or should we just, we need a small break, yes. Let's take 12 minutes and come back 25 minutes past.